Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Thank you and greetings to everyone joining us on this podcast today. It's always a joy and an honor to connect with you. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends, and that topic is simply no mountain high enough. No mountain high enough. The highest mountain in the world that we know of today is Mount Everest. For many years, people felt like Mount Everest was unclimbable, that nobody would ever be able to reach the top. That was until 1953 when Sir Edmund Hillary was the first one to reach the summit of Mount Everest. Since then, many people have gone up and made the accomplishment of climbing to the highest mountain on the planet. The oldest man ever to climb Mount Everest was 80. The youngest man ever to climb Mount Everest was only 13. That proves to us, my friends, that there is no obstacle we cannot overcome. What people believe is impossible is really not impossible at all. In business, there are going to be some mountains that you face, some obstacles, some challenges, some hurdles for you to climb. Even higher than hurdles, my friends, is going to feel like a mountain. And those that have a formula for rising above adversity are the ones that are going to win in business every single time. My friends, if you don't have a formula for rising above adversity and climbing those mountains in your life, I challenge you to consider the CLIMB acronym, the five key elements for overcoming adversity, the five key elements for achieving your goals in spite of obstacles. That C in our CLIMB acronym reminds us of the importance of courage. Yes, my friends and neighbors, courage. That means there is no fear, there is no hesitation. That means you're willing to take the mountain head on, that you won't procrastinate by hanging out in the valley, but on the contrary, you'll take step by step to knock that mountain out of the way. My friend, you know that there are a lot of signs of fear that people typically exhibit, and many of them don't even realize these are fears, but they include procrastination, excuses, complaining, criticism, repeating negative words, gossip, and lack of structure and planning are all in the fear category. Courage says don't just do it, but do it right away. Do it while the mind is focused. Do it while the opportunity is present. Do it in order to get to the next mountain. Yes, my friends, we all know stories of triumph and courage, people who have accomplished great things in spite of the obstacles, and all we have to do is put fear behind, and then we can win. And the best way to put fear behind, my friends and neighbors, is just by doing it. You remember that old Nike slogan that says, just do it? Oftentimes, when we were teaching babies to swim, young kids to swim, the rule of thumb would be just throw them in the water. And once they are thrown in the water, they'll figure it out. And more often than not, people who were thrown in the water figured it out. I challenge you, my friends and neighbors, to just start climbing. Don't analyze the mountain, measure the mountain, look at the width and the height and the depth. Don't consider the altitude and the climate and the temperature. Just start climbing. Just take step after step after step. And that's an example of your courage. That L in our CLIMB acronym reminds us of the importance of love. Now, I know it may sound cliche, my friends. However, love will get you over the mountain. And not only you, it will allow you to help others along the way. I'm challenging everyone that listens today to love yourself too much to stay in the valley. Love yourself too much to remain mediocre. And then love others so much that you help them up the mountain, that you come back and get them, even though it means you've got to climb again. We've all heard the historical account of Harriet Tubman, who was the one known for the Underground Railroad, the passageway that led many slaves to freedom. Well, she was driven by her love for herself. She wanted to be free herself because she felt as if she deserved it, but also she wanted those behind her to be free as well. I challenge you, my friends and neighbors, to show your love. How do you show it? You show it through positive communication, through training and development, through sacrifice of time and resources. Yes, my friends and neighbors, allow other people to share in your victories. Allow them to have moments in the spotlight. I say to you, my friends and neighbors, that when you love, you move mountains out of the way, not only for you, but for those around you. That eye reminds us of the importance of ingenuity. It's simply recognizing the power of your mind. We're all made in the image of the Creator, and we should leverage the power of our creativity. You see, mountain climbers have reduced the risk of climbing high altitudes with the use of oxygen tanks, ropes, harnesses, picks, certain types of boots that are made just for climbing mountains. You know, my friends and neighbors, they actually have stores where you can go to that only sell mountain climbing equipment. Can you imagine that there have been things that have been created just to get people over the mountain? You see, your creativity, my friends and neighbors, is simply a reflection of your desire. For my note takers, you may want to write that down. Your creativity is a reflection of your desire. See, the more you want something, the more creative you'll become. That's the reason why I challenge you to spend 30 minutes every day doing nothing but thinking of ways to get over your mountain. Be creative, think diligently and with discipline, because ingenuity builds bridges, it forms skyscrapers, it develops planes, trains, and automobiles. If you remember the story of the battle where the Trojans were fighting many, many years ago, they created a Trojan horse. Why? Because they knew that the walls of the city they were trying to penetrate were too thick, they were too wide, there were archers everywhere. They had no way that they could possibly win. So what they did is they built a wooden horse so wide that it could actually hold men on the inside of it. They presented it as a gift to their enemies. When they brought it inside the walls of the building, they were able then to come out and dominate the enemy. My friends and neighbors, ingenuity will help you knock down walls. It will help you overcome obstacles. Be creative. That M in our CLIMB acronym reminds us of the importance of metamorphosis. You know, you have to change to climb mountains, and you can't climb mountains unless you're willing to change. A change in attitude, a change in knowledge, a change in commitment. Animals in the wild evolve to fit the demands of their habitat. They may begin one way, but if they want to stay alive and relevant, they've got to evolve in order to change with the times. How much are you changing, my friends and neighbors? How much have you evolved in order to meet the challenges that lie in front of you? I am encouraging my friends and neighbors to become like the X-Men you see in the Marvel Comics movies. They look like normal humans until adversity strikes. Once adversity strikes, you see a metamorphosis. They change. They become what they need to be to win the battle. And that's exactly how we have to be. And last but not least, my friends, that B reminds us of the importance of balance. You can't climb a mountain without balance. Mountain climbers have backpacks and harnesses and ropes and hooks, and their weight must be evenly distributed. And in order to win in business, you must evenly distribute your weight as well. You do it through a few components. Delegation. If you got a team member, divide tasks amongst your team members. Participation. If you don't have a team member, if you're a solopreneur, working it all by yourself, get others involved in your success by recruiting volunteers. They'll help you succeed. Then segregation. This is when you separate tasks and accomplish them one at a time. Rather than doing a little of everything and accomplishing nothing, you want to take the time to finish one task completely before you move on to the next agenda. My friends, I'm telling you that we can win and overcome every mountain. There is no mountain too high, no valley too low. Yes, my friends, we will win. And if you enjoy this training segment, I can assure you, Success Training Institute will grow your business and change your life. And remember, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm D.L. Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.